Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. The wonderful class of 1980 begins with an invitation to call her, and that's Blondie, the group, and Deborah Harry, the singer. And it would be great to call her and discuss a crazy little thing called love.
Shrinks all over like a chilling wind. crazy little thing all aboard.
It's a crazy little thing called love from the group known as the Cars, and it's a crazy DJ on the radio right now known as Jerry on KPTZ. And one thing you'll notice in this show is that nearly all of the songs are top 10 million sellers from 1980, and this one from John and Yoko is no exception.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown, although our love is still special. Let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It should be too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
And Yoko Ono. And if you take it back to when the Beatles first charted in the U.S. in January 64, he still wouldn't be the one on this show with the most seniority. In fact, Diana Ross, who charted in 1962 with the Supremes, would go back a couple of years before John. And there's one more coming up later who beats them all. Meanwhile, in 1980, Diana was being tossed around and turned around and flipped upside down, and none of this was of her own choosing.
Upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Ground
Diana Ross on KPTZ and Upside Down, and that turned out to be her last number one solo hit in her amazing career. And now, stepping up to the microphone is one of her label mates for many years at Motown, Michael Jackson. And he has come to the realization that she is indeed out of his life.
Like a knife, she's out of my
She's out of my life. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. From the class of 1980. And so, music lovers, this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ 91.9. And now we've reached that point in the show where celebrities get to ask questions of the listeners. And Billy Joel wants to know, what is the matter with the clothes he's wearing? And are wide neckties really coming back?
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
From the wonderful class of 1980, Billy Joel, and it's still rock and roll to me. And Billy really had a remarkable decade in the 80s. He had a hit every year, except 1988. And for the entire decade, he had 21 different chart hits. And that's downright remarkable. As remarkable as it was for Bob Seger to never figure out how to get the wind to his back.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control, till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me, how she swore. Against the wind.
myself alone. Surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends, I found myself further and further from my home. And I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about paying or even how much I owe.
From Bob Seger, that was one of several hits from the album titled Against the Wind, all from the class of 1980, naturally. Earlier in the show, I talked about how neither the Beatles nor the Supremes were the longest-running act of all of the ones we were playing today, because they both hit the charts in the 60s in the U.S., but Cliff Richard has seniority over all of them because his first chart hit in the U.S. was Livin' Doll from 1959. And here he is in 1980 with We Don't Talk Anymore, But We Probably Should.
Complete. I can't believe you throw it away.
What a superb career it's been for Cliff Richard. And that's one of his big hits from 1980, We Don't Talk Anymore. But we sure sing a lot. So come on, everybody, sing along with us.
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
And we want to thank Amanda from the Winterlings for stopping by to do that. Indeed, it was magic. One of the hit songs that year from Xanadu, and it's by Olivia Newton-John, the only artist of 1980 with three names to have a song in the top 60. And there are so many fascinating ways you can use information like that, such as to win bar bets. Now the Osborne Fiasco on KPTZ is delighted to share this vital information with you. Kenny Loggins is indeed all right.
Hammering, somebody worry about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Although it definitely was not in the plan, we ended up with two songs from movies. Having just had Magic from Xanadu, we now have I'm All Right from Caddyshack. Meanwhile, while reviewing the list of all of the big hits of 1980, we find two that were top 10 hits by celebrity duets, one of those being Terry DeSario and KC, KC of the Sunshine Band, and the other being Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. And it turns out they are advising against falling in love with a dreamer. Let's find out why.
Just look at you, sitting there. You never looked better than tonight. And it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay, like I've done so many times.
I was so sure this would be the night. You closed the door and wanted to stay with me. And it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay, like I've done so many times.
Don't fall
phone rings and you say you've gotta get your things together. You just gotta leave before you change your mind.
And if you knew what I was thinking, girl, I'd turn around. If you'd just ask me one more time. Don't fall in love with a dreamer,
'cause he'll always take you in
just when you think you've really changed him. He'll leave you alone.
Double K's on that one, Kenny and Kim. And Don't You Fall in Love with a Dreamer, you hear? All of this great music is coming to you from KPTZ 91.9 and Jerry Osborne right here in the hot seat. And I'm pulling out one now from our Is That So category. Now pay attention. In 1960, Johnny Burnett had what would be his biggest hit ever, titled You're 16. And it reached number 8 on the national charts. 20 years later, his son, Rocky Burnett, had what would be his biggest hit that also reached number 8 on the charts. And that was Trying to Toe the Line. So you see, lightning can strike twice, sometimes in the same family. Another beautiful thing about that song is that Rocky Burnett is paying homage to the rockabilly style of music that his dad Johnny and his uncle Dorsey began their careers by playing, and that was when they were all known as the Johnny Burnett Trio. Next week, we'll be jumping all the way back to 1942 because that is, as I recall, the only year that we have not done from the 40s through the 80s. So I'm trusting that you'll be in attendance for that next Wednesday at 6. Now here's Grammy Award winner Christopher Cross enjoying one of the outdoor activities that is so common around our area, and that is sailing. And in this case, it is smooth sailing.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait. Never, never land. No reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Going Sailing with Christopher Cross from the class of 1980. And if you're lucky enough to be out doing that, then be sure you take KPTZ along. We are portable, you know. I guess it was around the time that we've been featuring that Linda Ronstadt revived some of the great songs of the 50s and the 60s, and one of those that she chose was a hit for the Hollies in 1966, titled I Can't Let Go.
I tried and I tried, but I can't say goodbye.
She Can't Let Go, and I Can't Let Go of this revival theme. That's the first of three songs in a row from 1980 that were revivals of older hits. And the second of that breed is when the Manhattan Transfer resurrected Trickle Trickle, a great doo-wop hit for the videos in 1958.
Let me your cat.
And now comes the third of our 1980 revival tunes. This one could be called a reverse revival because it came out in 1932 by Louis Armstrong. And then in 1961, Brenda Lee did one of her traditional ballads of this song, and both of those reached the top 10. And then in 1980, the Widespread Depression Orchestra revived this tune, and they gave it a swing-era treatment, and it may be the best version of them all. It is You Can Depend on Me, and you can depend on me to be back in this seat next week. Friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.